This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They had a little golf to the mix last night, because I don't know about you, but the President's Cup stuff the last couple of days has been as exciting and fun and dramatic, drama-filled, as you could possibly get. One of the best in the business to describe that, one of the best golf reporters, and a buddy of the show. He's always good enough to come on whenever we ask him. You hear him on his syndicated radio show, Fairways of Life. You see him on the Golf Channel. Mr. Matt Adams joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Did I overdo my introduction to either you and or the President's Cup?
No, I wouldn't say so. What's up, Jody Mac?
Good, bud. Appreciate you coming on board. Before we get to yesterday, I got in my car. It was on the air on Friday night till 2 a.m. So I got in my car and turned on the radio to listen to the 18th and final hole of the last match of day three. Which they had I think it was Pan hit the ball almost out of bounds on the right-hand fairway, and then they made a great approach, and it looked like the U.S. could steal a point there, and then they had to make a tougher putt, and it ended up they split the hole, and they ended up tying. But even the last hole on Sunday, that was huge on Saturday leading into Sunday, because I thought just holding the fort gave the U.S. a little bit of a confidence boost that, all right, now we just got to go out and take care of business ourselves on day four.
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately what happened was that USA narrowed the margin to a two-point deficit heading into singles. And in singles, all 12 players play against each other, 12 players in each team. And that was the difference. Now, the thing that may surprise people is they may think, well, you know, given the depth and given the power of the United States, everybody in the U.S. team was highly ranked and compared to the international team by comparison in that one area alone, and there are many areas you could compare them that the Team USA would dominate, surely they're going to dominate in singles. Well, ironically, they hadn't. It had been nearly a decade since they'd won in singles. So to come back and do what they did in the final day of the President's Cup, overcome the deficit and eventually win for Tiger Woods and the Stars and Stripes, it was quite a remarkable comeback. And it was one through the early and middle stages of this President's Cup that probably would not have been predicted by many once the competition got underway.
Agreed. And you mentioned Tiger Woods as the captain of the victorious U.S. team. My only critique of Tiger as captain would be he didn't play Tiger enough.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, and here's the thing how these things go. They have all these press conferences. It's what happens the week of a big event like this. There's constant press conferences. So one of the press conferences they had early in the week was the assistant captains of Team USA. So Fred Couples is talking, Zach Johnson was talking. And Freddie said, and he has a tendency to kind of release information when I don't. He's not the greatest guy for you to tell your deepest secrets to. Let me just put it that way. So he said in that press conference that Tiger intended to play three times. I'm pretty sure that was information that the team and that Tiger did not want to get out. But he said it. Hardly anybody took notice of it because there were very few people at that press conference and even fewer that actually listened to it through various platforms that it's available.
Right.
So when Tiger had played twice, then there was the prospect of would he play or would he sit for those two sessions. He sat for both of them. All said and done, you look back on it, Tiger played three times. The two started, the one that finished, and then he skipped the two and the double in the middle. He did exactly what Freddie said. So I thought it was interesting. The thing with Tiger that's hard that all of us were kind of left, you know, holding our hands in the sky and the shoulders up was, I love the way Brandon Chambly, a colleague of mine at Golf Channel, put it. He said that when it comes to Tiger's health, he has the transparency of hospital billing. And I love that because we didn't know. We didn't know whether this was the plan, and he was sticking to the plan so that he'd be fresh in singles, We didn't know whether the cool, damp weather maybe was affecting that surgically repaired back and knee and all the other places. We didn't know what it was. Did he do something new? We had no idea. The only thing that we knew was we hoped that for his sake and for Team USA's sake and the competition's sake, that when he came back out to play again, he'd be strong enough and able, and boy, did he show as he was.
And he goes out and plays first to put a W up on the board and give the U.S. a little bit of a jump start on the singles in the final go-round, which surely worked to their advantage. The only guys they played five times were Cantlay and Schauffele. Was that a surprise to you?
No, young guys, you know what's happening with you're going to find this interesting, Jody Mack, is that Davis Love III told me when I was talking about the American Ryder Cup team, but I was talking about the American President's Cup team, and he said, no. He said, that's Team USA. It's one. The effort is one. The entity is one. Everything that they're putting together is one. It's Team USA. Well, what's happening with Team USA is that there's a transition that's undergoing. You notice for the first time in literally decades, there was no Phil Mickelson. He wasn't there as a player. When he didn't qualify as a player, which was close, he wasn't invited to be an assistant captain, which I think says a lot for a year ago at this time where we were being sold the bills that Tiger and Phil had become best buds. Well, apparently not that close, because when he was available, Tiger didn't bring him down to Australia. So there's a change going on with the team. There's these young players coming in. Xander Schauffele is a very capable young player. The story of Patrick Cantlay is a fascinating one in its own right. He's got a beautiful swing, very steady. Both of those guys are understated. So, no, it didn't surprise me. They're very, very capable. Cantlay surprises people when they find out that he's ranked top 10 in the world, because he's just such a quiet guy the way he goes about his business. And Schauffele contends in major championships. So it's just, I think, more so a sign that from JT to Cantlay and Schauffele to what Tony Finau did and Gary Woodland, both had flashes and both made a point and a half. There's changes coming to Team USA, and I think it's for the better.
Matt Adams from the Golf Channel, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio, talking about the come-from-behind victory by Team USA in this weekend's President's Cup. Yes, we're jingoistic, and we're all about Team USA and them winning. But, hey, give credit to the international side. They had the lead, looked like they had a chance to win their first-ever President's Cup. Yeah, they came up short, but if you're a fan of the international squad, they gave you some darn good excitement for the first couple of days. Was there a guy on either team, and I'm asking probably more about the international team because we know less about them, that elevated their profile, that the kind of golf that they played, you said, all right, 2020, I got to keep a closer eye on this individual?
Absolutely. Abraham Answer would be my answer to that question. He's from Mexico, a 28-year-old guy, went to school in the United States, won in Australia last year, won on the Korn Ferry Tour. You know, oftentimes in golf, and we do this a lot to a point that it almost becomes a cliche, where we talk about things for growing the game. And sometimes those quote-unquote growing the game initiatives are really about branding initiatives or corporate commercial efforts. In this case, when you're talking about growing the game, when you look at international team members like Haotong Li from China or Abraham Answer that I was just talking about from Mexico, there is no doubt that they're going to go back, and the image of who they are and the excitement of what they did is going to grow the game in their respective country. Even, Joaquin Niemann, who didn't have a great President's Cup, still made it as a really young guy, from first one from Chile. So it, all of these things are reason for us to celebrate what's happening in the game of golf. But for Abraham Answer to do what he did and then get Tiger one-on-one, and yes, he didn't win. Tiger beat him convincingly 3-2. But to be on that stage and to do what he did leading up to that undefeated, it was really impressive. And I think it bodes well for the international team moving forward.
Fair enough. And we'll do the President's Cup again 2 years from now. Next year will be the Ryder Cup, because they go back and forth each year between the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup. Off the top of my head, I should know it. I don't. I apologize for it. Where is next year's Ryder Cup, and who is going to be the captain Tiger Woods won't be the captain of the Ryder Cup, we know that, but he should damn well be a player with the way he played this year, assuming, again, he can stay healthy, which, as you pointed out, is something that we never really know where we're at. Where's the Ryder Cup this upcoming year? Who's going to be the captain?
Strict, but it's in Wisconsin at Whistling Straits. What you're saying, Jody Mack, and I was thinking about this before you and I got on because I was curious if we were going to go down this road, that with Tiger Woods and as well as he is playing right now and he wins at the Zozo and all the rest, I think that after he won at the Masters and then he looked so hobbled, right? We saw the video of him, you know, going for a birthday cake and it looked like he could hardly walk and all the rest. And he told us, no, I got the knee done. It was because of my left knee and it was hard for me to walk because it hurt when I, and it, now I'm okay and I'm 100%. What's interesting about Tiger Woods is the way that you just said that, what you alluded to, I think is very accurate. And that is we all still question, can we 100% believe that he's 100% back?
Right.
Or do we think that when he's quote unquote back at a particular event, it's because all the stars aligned? He woke up without a hurting back that week. The weather was perfect. The situation was perfect. You know, so it's a very interesting dichotomy with Tiger Woods, nearly 44 years old, that even with the success that he's having now, I don't think everybody is willing to say, oh, yeah, I'm 100% on board that he is fine. And anytime he tees it up, he's going to contend.
Right. And, oh, by the way, they've got to play the whole season and there are qualifiers. So if he qualifies, then nobody gets to question and or ask and or speculate on his health. The question is, if he doesn't qualify, then you got those couple extra spots that the captain gets to pick. That you and I will discuss many times between now and when the Ryder's Cup comes up next year. One last thing.
Yeah.
How does Matt Kuchar come out of the President's Cup? He tied three times. He didn't win. He didn't lose. He tied all three of his matches. Is he good with that? Is he okay with it? He can go home and tell his kids, hey, I was undefeated, and he wouldn't be lying, but he didn't get a win either. And he had some big moments that when he needed to make a putt, he did, and got USA half points that they really needed. How do you describe Matt Kuchar's weekend?
Yeah, he clinched the point for Team USA in order to win, and there's credit in that. But what's interesting with Cooch is that when you really look at his President's Cup record, now this is through decades of dominance, but when you look at his record, it's mediocre at best. It's really not terribly impressive. He's kind of a smiling assassin, but when it comes to team competition, and this is one of these guys that's becoming a senior member of the PGA Tour at least, where, with all due respect to Matt Kuchar, he's one of the guys that I'm referring to that needs to get channeled through. Now, granted, Matt Kuchar played well enough that he was on the President's Cup team and he's earned his way onto to many other teams. But I think Team USA is going to be stronger as we go down the road with absolute just cutthroat competitors out there. I'm not talking about mediocrity. I'm not talking about records that approach 500 that aren't there. I'm talking about people that go out there like Justin Thomas did, and all they want to do is go for your throat. That's where I think Team USA is going, incidentally, with these other young players. And I think Team USA, whether we're talking Ryder Cup or even President's Cup, which still ends up having predominantly a winning record through this stretch, Cooch doesn't. And I think teams such as USA teams are going to be better when there's really more cutthroat competitors on them.
Interesting take. All right, last thing, see if you and I think along the same lines, which I like to think we do, which is a good sign for me. That means I know what I'm talking about. I thought Justin Thomas had the quote of the weekend. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, but love me some me?
No. They asked him, I guess it was the first day, they asked him, well, what worked for you out there today? And he said, well, Tiger, because he was teamed with Tiger two in a row. And Tiger played better than he did, so he turned around and gave credit to his captain, which I thought was A, on point, and B, perfect sucking up.
It was, well, what it actually was, in fairness, though, was it was an evolution. Because I think, And you and I have talked about this many times over the years in different contexts, is that when you're playing with Tiger Woods, it's hard. It's hard to be his partner in team competitions because he's Tiger Woods and the amount of pressure that the other player feels. I think it was also hard for these players to start to play for Tiger Woods. So Justin Thomas had both of those things going on at the same time. But the comfort level grew, as we saw over the days and over the course of the competition, to by the end of it, they were high-fiving each other and giving each other big hugs. So there was a bridge that was crossed here with Tiger Woods. This is kind of a new Tiger. It's kind of a warm and fuzzy Tiger that we haven't seen before. It just took the players a while to gain their comfort with him. Again, that's another good sign because he's going to be in positions of leadership. I'm convinced he's also going to be a Ryder Cup captain.
What's the best place for people to find Fairways of Life these days?
FairwaysLife.com has all the information, but it's available 8 a.m. live Monday through Friday all around the world on every major digital audio platform.
And you catch him on the Golf Channel as well. Matt Adams, always a pleasure. Have a happy holidays, my friend. You know we're going to be talking tons in 2020. Thanks, bud.
Looking forward to it. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.